You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Detainees, whatever you want to call them. We're playing nice now so we can get a larger prize. So you can't use the word dictator. Mr. Kim, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Don't want to go too hard on the guy. Maybe he's turned. You know what? I can't help it. Let me just tell you. I just want to tell you that this is what's pathetic about this radio show. I can do all these good things. Nobody emails or texts me shit, right? I do the hummingbird people, an avalanche of text messages and emails. Yeah. Now that's more, then just so we get it straight, that's more a comment on you than me, okay? That, don't call him a dictator! He let our people go! Damn it, Mac! Can't you see the glass is half full? It's pathetic that that voice animates more of you than all the other good stuff that happens on this radio program. Unbelievable. So, to all of you that enjoyed, I don't know, that voice doesn't have a name yet. It's a cross between Mickey Mouse, Pluto, and the hummingbird people that you find at yoga class. That's actually what it's based on. Me going to yoga class. And the wonderful world that the yoga people live in, the hummingbird people. Yeah. Yeah, they hug and they kind of ball their fists up together and they're like, have a good class. Like, okay. All right. So yeah, that's what the voice is based on. And then me being my jaded self, looking around, right? All that hate boiling inside of me, looking at the hummingbird people going, who are these people driving around in their Mercedes and their Lexus and their Audis, right, with their yoga pants on, including guys. What's up with that, man? Come on. Be a guy. I think you do have to turn in your guy card when you go yoga pants. I'm just saying, boys, that ain't in the cards. That's not how we dress for gym. Nothing wrong with wearing a pair of shorts. And if it's cold, don't go. Stay at home, okay? Or, yeah, wear a pair of sweatpants. Just like you wear to gym class. When you go yoga with the fancy yoga clothes, time for you. You first, check your man card. Yeah, that ain't right. Like, whoa, what's that? Yeah, you don't, So anyway, so welcome home to those guys. Good morning to everybody else. We got no show today, just so you know, everybody knows. So honestly, some of the best shows I've ever done are on no show days. Yeah. So here's what we're trying to do. We're going to check in with Bob Nielsen. I was trying to get Grant Newsham to come on. And but he didn't answer me, which always means Grant's traveling. So anyway, so Grant's traveling. And I was really fully committed last night to the Yankee-Red Sox game. So I didn't bother to line anybody else up. Yeah. And so we're going to do something I've never really done here on All Marine Radio. We're just going to do open phones. So if you want to be on the program, and I know there's people around the country, Vacaville, you know, I think Ohio Man should actually bust off a phone call today. People that contribute to the show on a regular basis, that I think they should pick up the phone during the, it'll be the 8 o'clock hour Pacific time, okay? Write that down. 8 Pacific, now translate it to your time zone, plus 1, plus 2, minus 6, that's right, minus 8, minus 15, I get listening statistics, yeah. Moscow's on there, ooh. Beijing, it's on there, ooh. What's up with that? Yeah, pretty interesting little demographic that All Marine Radio deals with. So, yeah, Vladimir, if you're listening, you guys are punks, right? You're a second-rate power. By the way, the Russians said that the Iranians shot down half the missiles that got shot their direction last night. Right. Everybody believes that. Okay, repeat after me. How do you know the Russians are lying? Their lips are moving. They are liars on top of liars. They wouldn't know the truth. I don't even know that they would recognize the concept of the truth. You know, because they could see something, and you're like, wow, look at that. They would say, look at what? What just happened there? What happened? They wouldn't know. Like, it would be, well, yeah, but that's only what my eyes saw. That has nothing to do with the truth. How will you know the truth? Well, Mr. Putin will tell me. Yeah. So, all right. We're going to talk about a little bit about the, I want to talk a little bit today about, in the first hour, we'll check some news headlines, but I want to talk about a letter exchange between a lieutenant in the Marine Corps and the commandant of the Marine Corps. And I want to see what you think about the letter. Yeah, it has to deal with standards, okay? Because a few years ago, when the whole gender integration argument got going, what everybody got told was, hey, we're not going to touch the standards, okay? Okay, so they can meet the standards. But then there's some of us who are jaded who said, do you expect us to believe that? We're not the hummingbird people. Do you have us confused? Yeah. We don't speak in this voice. Yes, boys and girls are capable of the same things. You chauvinist boys, you just have to stop being so biased against women. I know they're going to ruin your all-boys club, but damn it, they can do anything a man can do. Why don't they play in the... I won't even say NFL, NHL. Those are too physical, okay? Let's blow them right out. How about Major League Baseball? No contact in that, except when you get hit by baseball. Why don't any softball players play baseball?
I don't know. Maybe nobody likes baseball.
Okay, good point. How come no basketball players from the WNBA play in the NBA? That would seem to be the same game.
I don't know, you'll have to ask them.
Okay, how about this? How about the most feminine male sport of all? Soccer. Okay? Yeah, for all you soccer players, sorry about that, bros, but it is what it is. How come no women play that? There's not even a woman goalkeeper that plays in that sport.
I don't know. What are you trying to say by linking all of this? That there's differences between the genders?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. There are differences between the genders.
That's an artificial line that you guys draw. Why? Why do you do this to us?
Because we know the game that's getting played here. You're going to tell us you're not going to change the rules, and guess what? You're going to change the rules. Because the ultimate goal isn't what's best for the country, isn't the retention of the standards that have allowed us to do what we've done militarily. It is that women are 50% of the infantry officers in the Marine Corps. That's the ultimate goal. And if we say, okay, not a problem, they have at it, then they can't get through. Now, and this is what's happened, okay? So we're to the point where they can go ahead. One female made it through the infantry officer course before it was quote-unquote modified. All right? So we don't have enough throughput. That's the problem. We don't have enough throughput. So now what has to happen is every one of your standards is going to be scrutinized. Okay? And you know what? People knew this was coming. So if you war game the whole thing, I think the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, when he was commandant of the Marine Corps, he did the right thing. He said, hey, well, let us study this thing empirically, right? And that's what the Ground Combat Integration Task Force did. And let us submit the data, and you can make an informed decision about how this impacts the operational forces. The Secretary of the Navy? I wouldn't even like to mention his name on the program, because I have to rinse my microphone out after I say that scumbag's name. Okay? The then Secretary of the Navy. Secretary of the Navy. He then killed it before he badmouthed the study before it was even published. So Dunford tries to say, okay, let's just look at what is the truth. Okay, what is the truth? And so the truth, and this is the way politicians do it, right? If you don't like a report and it's going to have bad news for your side, what do? You excoriate the report before it comes out. So that happened. Okay. So, okay, that was the pushback of the Marine Corps to gender integration, is that can we at least look at the numbers and make a decision about this? Answer, no. So, you know, the way the United States works is our civilian leaders make the rules, and we at some point shut up in color. Okay. So now the standards aren't going to change, right? No, they're not going to change. But everybody knows that's a lie. Okay. How do you know politicians are lying? Their lips are moving. What's the difference between a politician and a Russian? Geography? Maybe? Yes? Yeah. Because the tooth doesn't matter to either one of them. Okay. So now what we've done in the Marine Corps, and I don't know about the other branches of service because I tend not to pay too much attention to them. I do on occasion, but in this case, not so much. So then what happened is, okay, we've got to go through our different MOSs, and we got to define standards for each one of the MOSs. Okay? Now, some of them will just be general standards because there is no more physical taxing, you know, for the admin MOS. I mean, they don't need any more physical requirements to be an admin Marine. Okay? But you do if you're going to be a grunt. You do if you're going to be a tanker. You do if you're going to be an Amtraker. You do if you're going to be an artillery person, an artillery Marine. So they went through and they listed out the standards, okay, to include raising 155 rounds over your head, simulating loading, blah, 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 okay, changing track, what you should be able to lift. Right, because that's not a weak person's endeavor. Hey, why is that tank still sitting there? The tankers are too weak to lift the tracks. What? Yeah. So nobody really needs that going on. Okay. So everybody went through and did that. Then we looked at our training and we reconciled training with the standards. Is our training realistic? Is it excessive? Is it in some cases short for our standards? So the Marine Corps went through this reconciliation period, all right? And on the download, they did it to the infantry officer course, the much maligned and very controversial infantry officer course. Hey, Mac, do you know there's a review going on of IOC? Answer is no, but I expected it. Yeah, well, there is. Okay, so then on, I don't want to say on the down low, but then kind of sort of on the down low, because I've never seen an article in Marine Corps Times saying standards at Marine Corps Infantry Officer Course have changed. But they did. Okay, so modifications got made. You want to know why? Because the Commandant of the Marine Corps, given some, this is my opinion, all right, Mac's opinion. The Commandant of the Marine Corps could not defend some of the things that were being done at the infantry officer course because they could not be linked to a real thing that somebody did in the Fleet Marine Force, okay, in the operating forces. I call them Fleet Marine Forces because back in the day, that's what we used to call them, okay? So those things have been changed. Now, people will say, well, they just watered down the standard. Well, they might have. But here's my point, and then we'll get to the letter here in a little bit. My point is this: that whole reconciliation, you know, possibly revealed maybe an overzealousness in the curriculum at a place like the infantry officer course that could not be defended in public. General Miller, why is this a requirement? Okay, I got it. They got their helmet, flak, and they got their own pack. But in addition to that, every person is forced to carry this. When does that happen in the Marine Corps? It doesn't. Why are you doing it? It's to make them tougher. That, he's not going to take that face shot. So to me, there is an amount of that. Is you got to go through your courses, and what are you doing and why? Well, we put that in because of this. For instance, the running of the combat endurance test. You did it on day one. If you failed it, you didn't start the course. And it's not an easy thing to do. So anyway, should it be pass fail? If you've gotten through the basic school and you're now a student at the infantry officer course, should that be a pass fail item that you can't get up a rope the second time on an obstacle on an endurance course? Or should it be that you've got to pass this thing before you graduate? Because we do think it's a question of physical endurance, and we believe that you should have to pass it before you leave. I don't think that's a bad standard. Why is physical endurance important? Well, let me show you why. Why is conquering these kind of things important? Let me show you why. Because they're just not another person in that platoon. They are leading the platoon. Oh, okay. That seems all right to me. It's not pass-fail day one, but it is. You will not leave until you can do it. Because we believe in it, there's a whole series of things. If you can't pass it initially, there is, you got to physically build yourself up. You got to build up your endurance. You got to be determined. You got to put in the work. We think all those things are good. If you're a little bit physically deficient in this area, we think that's important. The mental just as much as the physical. Okay, I can live with that. I can live with that. So anyway, I'll read you the lieutenant's letter, and then we'll read the commandant's response. So open phones, if you want to call the program, I think you should put that on your agenda today. Maybe that freeloader Angela, or whatever her name is, will call in. We refer to her as A. Merkel, because I can't remember if her name is Angela or Andrea. They're both German names, I think, right? Anna? Could be Anna. It's not Anna. It's either Angela or Andrea. Anyway, A. Merkel, freeloader, Germany. Yeah, do you think Germany cares if, for instance, here's another, okay, let me talk about Iran, Israel real quick. Let me tell you what pisses me off about Israel. Nothing. Okay, let me tell you what pisses me off about Iran. I kind of misstated that. First of all, before I even get to that, if you want to follow the play-by-play over there, go to the Read Board. That's right. All Marine Radio website, Read Board. Okay, at the top of the list, follow the Israel versus Iran fight. Yeah, it's like a round-by-round description of the fight going on there. It's a map with icons. Okay, and so then it says, click on map to go to the site. So that's what I do. So I click on the map, I go to the site. Oh my God, look at this. All right, so in the lower left-hand corner of what you'll see is in blue is the Golan Heights. And if you click on the little flags there, for instance, on May 7th, Israel deployed MLRS systems to the Golan, multiple launch rocket systems to the Golan. That happened a couple days ago. Next, yesterday, incoming missile alerts in the entire Golan Heights. Next little icon, Israeli Army spokesman, about 20 projectiles were fired by the Iranian Quds force at our forward defensive line in the Golan Heights. Our missile defense systems carried out several interceptions, no injuries. Okay, and then there's a little infantry icon. You click on that, there's a picture. The Israeli Army sends reinforcements into the Golan. So it's a truck, it's an open Humvee moving through that area. I guess submitted by some person that submits that stuff to the website. Click on a picture of a red icon with bombs in it. Sirens and explosions hearable in Israel. Hearable in Israel. And so if you click on the audio, hear that? What? We just landed in heaven. What happened? I don't know. That thing cooked off. So anyway, so if you go to that website, and then you'll see a whole series of strikes up near the Damascus area. Right? If you click on the little jet, May 9th, several Israeli airstrikes on Al-Kishwa Army Air Base. Explosion. At least 5 vehicles in a military convoy transporting missiles were destroyed by the Israeli Air Force. Yeah, so you can get a little play-by-play, courtesy of your friends here at All Marine Radio. So yeah, check that out. It's a little it's one of the better maps I've seen in terms of following geographically what's going on and where it's going on. But let me get to Iran. Let me tell you what pisses me off about Iran. Iran doesn't play home games. Yeah, they only play as a visitor. What do you mean, Mac? Well, who's shooting missiles at the Saudis? The Iranians. Where are they shooting them from? Yemen. Do you think the Yemenis have missileers that can do that on their own? I'll answer that for you. No, they don't. So who's doing it? The Iranians. So the Saudis are intercepting missiles on their home country, Saudi Arabia, that have been sent to Yemen by the Iranians. Is anybody cutting a missile loose towards any city in Iran? Tehran, maybe? Pretty far inland, though. Anything along the coast? Answer that, no. Iran in Syria. Now shooting missiles in Israel. Israelis shooting back at Iranian, some proxies, some certainly Iranian soldiers inside Syria. So missiles get fired at Israeli troops. I would say this. What merits your attention is the first time the Iranians shoot a missile into Israel. Wait and see what the Israeli response is, because at some point the Iranians have to pay. All the shit they did in Iraq when we were there? Yeah. The most deadly ID came out of Iran. They sent their people in there. They were in there training insurgents how to use that. Yeah. So they play away. That's what they do really well. What the Iranians do really well is they play with proxies, they play with advisors, and they don't play a home game. It never hurts to the Iranian people. So it goes on. And, you know, I think that the president did the right thing. I don't think Iran should be unchecked in the Middle East. And I don't think cleaving their nuclear weapons development from the rest of their bullshit behavior and putting on your blinders, you know, hey, nothing to see here. No, it should be like this.
Nothing to see here. What are you looking at? Why are you looking at that situation map, Mac? What are you putting all those icons on the map for?
Oh, those are Iranian strikes against the Israelis.
Why do you have to bring that up? What does that have to do with anything? God damn it! We're trying to sign another agreement here. Why are you always clouding the issues with this stuff? It's so exasperating. I want to cry.
Yeah, cry, you little punk bitch. Anyway, yeah. the Hummingbird people, man, God bless them. Again, but it only works when somebody else guarantees your freedom. That's the only way you can be a pacifist. Other than that, you're a road bump. You're a dead body laying on the side of the road. Okay? As you knelt down and begged for mercy when somebody shot you in the head. The Iranians wouldn't hesitate. So that's, to me, what's bothersome about the Iranians. Wait a minute. You get to unleash all this. I was going to say mayhem, but then that conjures up that Allstate dude, man. But you get to unleash all this shit in all these different countries, but you don't pay for it? Email. Mac, it sounds like you're describing what we do. Yeah, but we're on the good side most of the time. We're on the good side. And have we paid for it? Hello? I think we have. Lest I forget September 11th. Lest I forget the other stuff that goes on in this country. We probably paid for it more than any country on the face of the earth. So, it's time Iran pays for it. It's time Iran pays for it. And I just, they play away games, and they've gotten really good at it. Instead of the Saudis shooting somebody, Grant Nation just emailed me. I'm mulling about in my head what we'll do with Grant today. Let me think about it. But yeah, instead of the Saudis shooting at the Yemenis, why don't they shoot at Iran? Actually, why don't you do two for one? Do what the Israelis would do. They shot it. You gave it to them. He gets one. You get three. So you want to play this game? We'll play this game with you. We don't care. But you're going to pay. If you're going to do it to us, we're going to do it to you. Yeah, the Iranians. Their act is old and tired, and it's bullshit. So, again, and I think that the president's move to negate that treaty is a simple recognition of the obvious. If they're going to get a nuclear weapon, we're better off dealing with it when they're further away from it than we are kicking the can down the road like we did with North Korea and dealing with it and dealing with it, or not dealing with it, not dealing with it, not dealing with it. Now you got to deal with it because they're shooting. For instance, could you imagine the Iranians shooting ballistic missiles over Iraq, over Syria, over Israel to splash down in the Med? Yeah, then now we got to deal with Iran as a nuclear power. No, deal with them now when they're further away. And I think that's prudent. I think that's prudent. They're a bad regime, and I don't like them. So, with that said, good morning to you. It's Thursday. We'll figure out what we're going to do with Grant Newsham this morning, since he was traveling. And the United States Marine Corps band makes it official. And this is dedicated to the Israeli Defense Force. Good shooting, boys and girls.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Speaking of winning, we're going to check the weather right now. Not sure what that has to do with winning, but sounded like a good transition for us. Currently 69 degrees under partly sunny skies in Quantico. 71 degrees under partly sunny skies at Camp Lejeune. 73 degrees under partly sunny skies in Granbury, Texas. Big Timber, Montana, 57 degrees under partly sunny skies. 29 Palms, 73 and sun. Weather advisory for 29 Palms. That's a little bit odd. Wind advisory out there. Actually, there's two advisories. Wind advisory and a local pollen alert. So if you have allergies out in 29 Palms, get ready to sniffle today. All right. And it's going to be windy. Looking for a high of 98 degrees at the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center. All right. Clouds at 59 at Camp Pendleton. Dark, cloudy, and 75 in Okinawa, Japan. They've got a weather advisory. That's a little bit warmer than it has been. High wave advisory in Okinawa. So if you're going to go out, do a little snorkeling, be careful. Plus, it's dark. You really shouldn't be doing that. Looking for a high of 877 with winds tomorrow. All right. Where are we? In Afghanistan, in Marja. dark, cloudy, and 98 degrees. Mac, did you said it was dark and cloudy and 98? All of those things. Because why? Because that's how they do, that's how they do it there. Okay. How can it still be 98 when it's dark? Good question. At the home of Auburn Radio, it is cloudy and 60 degrees today. Right now, as we head for 68 degrees under partly cloudy skies. We're going to take a break. More of Auburn Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It'll be kind of like being a pilot. You'll come out of college and you want a cyber guarantee. We'll give you a cyber guarantee.
Great.
And then if you make it through the school, then you'll get qualified and that's what you'll go do. If you don't, then we'll
room in the grunt.
Make you an infantry officer.
Worked okay for you and
worked
me.
Out for
so.
You. Of course, everyone knows that the most intelligent, handsome people on the earth are infantry officers.
As this would convey.
Exhibit A and B.
That's right.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess things can't be choosy.
John Allen and Bob Neller talking about how handsome and smart they are. Because everybody knows. That's right. Being an infantry officer. That's what it's all about. Butch Neal even said as much. Yeah. Yeah, Matt. I can't remember if he said, yeah, I'm just a piece of shit artillery officer. I said, whoa, I didn't say that. He said, I know you were thinking it. Or words to that effect. Anyway, if you missed that conversation yesterday, General Nero, awesome. And battlefield study yesterday that went up, so you can check that out on the website. And again, if you go to the I posted on the read board. That's where you, if you click on the follow the Israeli versus Iran fight, that website, it's a regional website, and pretty cool. It updates when stuff goes on. So and they throw those little icons up there. So anyway, you can check that. You can check the database. You can scroll. There's a scroller off to the right that has all kinds of markers and dates and blah 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 blah. So there you have it. Yeah, but that's up there right now. There's another little liner that you'll hear later on in the program coming out of a break that this is classic too. I have so much good stuff that in All Marine Radio. It's incredible. This is Jeremiah Workman.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it, and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
So, yeah. So, I turned that into a little bit of a liner. So, I have a little list of them that I have to go out and go in and extract. But the one by the Commandant was pretty funny. Commandant John L. We all know that the most handsome and smartest men are infantry officers in the Marine Corps. I think he says Marines are infantry officers in the Marine Corps. So, gender neutral. All right. So Grant Newsham going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So you're going to hear from Nielsen, and I think you're going to hear from Montana Man. I just got a confirmation from somebody saying I should be good. Might be Montana Man. Okay, you're going to hear you're going to hear from Montana Man. We'll get an update on what's going on. F-18 guy, he's in a state of unauthorized absence right now. Although he has been checking in. That's an improvement over the past couple weeks. Summit with Kim Jong-un. This is from the president's Twitter account. Amazing, isn't it? We'll be in Singapore on June 12th. And it says that he and Kim Jong-un have the, it's within their powers to do something great for the world. And so hoping they do that. Yeah. Put it on your calendar. June 12th, Singapore. Okay, somebody needs to sit down with the president and give him, like, Singapore's not a skip and go naked, if you recall. It's not a skip and go naked place. You got to be paying attention or else they'll throw your ass in jail. Remember that kid who got caned in Singapore for spray painting the cars? Yeah, the Singaporeans, they don't put up with that bullshit. You get caught spray painting somebody's car. And they're just like, oh, it's okay, son. Go run along. Do it again. No. Okay. We'll make sure you don't do that again. We have easy remedies. Well, what are you going to do to me? We're going to tie you to that post over there. Okay. And you'll have nothing on from the waist up. Okay. And then we're going to cane you with a piece of bamboo. Now, the piece of bamboo that you're thinking in your head, that you've seen in the outdoor, like, lighting implement section of Home Depot, right? The bamboo thing that you stick in the ground. That's not what we're talking about, bro. We're talking about a piece of no-shit green bamboo. Green bamboo that's whippy. Why do you think bamboo got used in so much stuff in that part of the world? Yeah, there ain't a whole lot of gift there. It's stronger than shit. Bamboo, green bamboo, little bit of whip in it. Ooh. Yeah, somebody getting hooked up. Yeah. So somebody needs to tell the president and all of the entourage that goes, especially the media that's going there. Right. Memo to you media, you liberal media idiots.
If you step out of line in Singapore, you will go to jail. If you go to jail, bad things will happen to you.
Okay, so just everybody's been warned now. Somebody needs to put that memo out. Don't spit gum out on the ground. You could be arrested for it. I remember that. What? Yeah. They don't like gum. Don't spit it on the ground. And don't point the soles of your feet at people. What are you talking about? Don't do it. Okay, all right. I won't do it. When you're riding on the subway, don't cross your legs. Do they have a subway? Do they have a subway? I didn't know that. Shut up and pay attention. Okay, sorry. I don't like the subway anyway. All right. So, let's get on with, should we check the news? Yeah, I don't have, now I ran out of time. I didn't have enough show, now I got too much show. So this crap happens. All right, so what we'll do is we'll check a few headlines, and the Commandant's letter, maybe I'll save that for Monday. Maybe I'll get a little round panel set up, a round table set up for Monday, and we'll go ahead and we'll analyze the Commandant's letter, what it says, but more importantly, what it doesn't say. I hope the Israelis just lay the wood to the Iranians, and I hope they shoot something into Israel. I mean, into Iran. Let's see, news stories. This one kind of hits close to home for me, as one of my sons was involved in it. How the headline is: how a lack of aircraft emergency escape training ended in tragedy in Australia. The MB-22 crash. You know what? I would tell you this. There was 26 Marines in that Osprey. 23 of them got out. I don't know in any kind of situation, I don't know how that's a failure. Okay? Now, if you're the family members of one of the three that didn't get out, then it without a doubt is. But, I mean, that thing could have been so much worse than it was. Unused breathing apparatuses, Marines unable to get out of restraints, unsecured equipment, unused life preservers. This was a scene highlighted in a recently completed investigation of the tragic Marine Corps MB-22 Osprey crash that occurred on August 5th, 2017 off the coast of Queensland. 9 minutes was all it took for the MB-22 to completely submerge in the ocean after striking the starboard side, that's the right side, of the amphibious transport ship Green Bay during a training exercise, leaving its passengers scrambling to exit an aircraft rapidly filling with water and bombarded by shifting unsecured equipment and Pelican cases. The investigation found that as the aircraft plunged into the water, Marines needed assistance removing aircrew endurance vest restraint systems, which harnessed them to sink the sinking Osprey. On top of that, 8 of the passengers hadn't even restrained themselves in the seats before the crash. Those passengers, along with a pile of unsecured gear, were flung forward, creating added obstacles for those attempting to escape. Some passengers had failed to properly inflate their life preservers. 3 Marines lost their lives. 23 others on board eventually were plucked from the water by a massive search and rescue mission. When divers finally reached the Osprey 2 days later in 100 feet of water at the bottom of 180 feet of water in the bottom of the ocean, they found one passenger still attached to the aircraft's rear cabin door. Of quote, nearly all of it was mostly Gulf Battery. They were the battery that was supporting 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines as part of the 31st MU. Most of the battery were ill-trained and unprepared for the events that unfolded that day. Nearly all of Gulf Battery's personnel were considered, quote-unquote, infrequent flyers, an ambiguous term used to designate whether Marines need to complete helicopter emergency egress training, like the helicopter dunker training and helicopter aircrew breathing device training. Furthermore, of the 21 passengers not including the aircrew that day, 20 were with Gulf Battery. 7 of the 21 passengers had not received any type of emergency egress training, the investigation stated. In total, 384 Marines with 3-5 did not have HABD training or shallow water egress training, commonly called SWEET or SWEP. The reason for the lack of training? Lack of training resources, competing training requirements, rapid embarkation upon arrival in Okinawa, Japan, and lost training days due to a contract expansion. 2 of the MV-22 passengers that day had attended the emergency egress training but failed the course. In documents recovered by investigators, one of the passengers who failed said, panicking and forgetting the steps while underwater was his reason for not successfully completing the training. But he, along with the rest of the, quote, infrequent flyer passengers, were still allowed to fly. The problem was 3-5, or the 31st MU, they were assigned to, never considered Gulf Battery status as infrequent flyers in the risk management portion of the mission planning, according to the investigation report. So, you can see where that's going. The MV-22 struck a catwalk on the starboard side of the Green Bay just below the flight deck. The Osprey pushed across the catwalk until slamming into a staircase with its blade striking the deck. The aircraft then plunged into the sea. The cause of the accident likely was result of recirculated downwash air reflecting off the hull of the Green Bay and back into the rotor blades, engineers claim in the investigation. Downwash occurs when a helicopter hovering recirculates the air into its rotor blades that it is using for lift, and fast-moving recirculated air is dispersed rapidly, requiring the helicopter to increase thrust to maintain flight or hover. Pilots of the MV-22 noticed a rapid descent, 200 to 300 feet per minute. When they approached the Green Bay that day, the pilot attempted to correct using the thrust control lever. That's when the MV-22 struck the catwalk. So that in the news this morning. Also in the news, General Lou Caporetta will become Commander Marine Forces Pacific, and Major General Eric Smith will become a lieutenant general, and he will step up to 1MEF. There's another story in here that is a little bit interesting, and then we'll take a break, and then Bob Nielsen's going to join us. I'm going to give us an update. Properly equipping women for combat roles will take some time, the military's top general says. As more women join combat-coded units, they're finding there's not enough properly fitted equipment or armor there to support them, appropriators told Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joe Dunford, yesterday. But the gear they need to do their jobs hasn't kept up, said Lisa Murkowski. Equipment requirements for women are lagging. Currently, only the Army has women-specific body armor, but quantities are so low that I understand it's only issued to women who are deploying and not during the initial stages of training. The Air Force is also working on that. Quote, we knew in 2016 the standard equipment, particularly as women began to occupy fields that they hadn't historically been, wearing body armor, packs, those kind of things, had been built for the average male and not the average female, and that we would have to adjust. we knew it would take some time. So women need their own equipment. That should be come as no surprise, because guess what? They're different. What? There's differences between the gender? Who knew that? All right, we'll take a break. Bob Nielsen joins us next on a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.